It's Monday, September 8th, 2014. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Every now and then we come across a poet, somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Man, what an awesome song right back there to start off this here episode of the show. Sorry, it's been a while, by the way. Had a busy August. Couldn't do many shows. One, I guess I did one show the whole month. I feel bad about it, but what am I going to do? Anyway, back there, we heard Bleached. That's right, from Los Angeles, California. Awesome girl pop punk band that I saw at South by Southwest many years ago. Loved those guys. And they got a new EP. It's called For the Feel. We heard the title track, For the Feel. Totally awesome. Friend of show Rob Walker suggested that song. It's pretty great. I don't know how I missed it. It's that song's incredible. I've listened to that song so many times, and I was happy to finally put it on the show. Speaking of things I've listened to a tremendous number of times, how about this next band, Hello Safe Ride? I played her on the show many years ago, but it's been a while since I put anything by Hello Safe Ride on the show. She's from Stockholm, Sweden, and she's got this new album called The Fox, The Hunter, and Hello Safe Ride. And we're going to hear a couple tracks from it. First, I Was Jesus, and then Parts of Nature. And I Was Jesus, she released this as a YouTube video a month or so ago. And I was just obsessed with it. I was watching every day. I would go and listen to it a bunch of times on YouTube. which isn't really my preferred listening method, but, you know, I will do that if that's the only way a song is available for a while anyway. And I was noticing that the play count was going up pretty much, like, you know, 100 a day, and I was like, well, that's just all me. I think I'm just, like, listening to it 100 times a day. Anyway, so yeah, I Was Jesus, incredibly great song, great music video. You're definitely going to want to check that out. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. So without further ado, hello Safe Ride from Sweden with I Was Jesus and then Parts of Nature. Totally awesome stuff from this great new record of hers, even if I think these are the two best songs. So here we go. I Was Jesus and Parts of Nature. Where else? But right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you. Sweetness. Broken circles, plaster walls, and a bed that's empty. Half a record collection with all of the Springsteen. Broken circles, plaster walls, and a bed that's empty. Half a record collection with all of the Springsteen.
Is it your genes you're abusing? Amphetamines at 13.
Plaster walls and the bed that's empty. Half a record collection with all of the Springsteen. Broken circles, plaster walls and a bed that's empty. Half a record collection with all of the Springsteen.
Is it your genes you're abusing? Amphetamines at 13.
Right back there, two songs in a row by Jonathan Bree from Auckland, New Zealand. Auckland, New Zealand, of course, you're thinking, wow, that's another band that sounds like the Brunettes from Auckland. But you'd be mistaken because the Brunettes and Jonathan Bree, they're the same thing, basically. I mean, there's another person in the Brunettes, but this is like the Jonathan half of the Brunettes doing his own thing here. He's got a solo album. It's called The Primrose Path. We heard that song, The Primrose Path. It's the title track. And then we heard Crippled Darling. Both songs pretty great off of this really interesting record. It sounds a lot like the Brunettes, but then it also sounds a little different. So, well done, Jonathan Bree. You've executed your solo project well, I think. Big fan of your stuff and everything by the Brunettes. Big fan. You know what else I'm a big fan of? This new band from Brooklyn. They're called Soda Shop, and they've only got a few releases, actually, so not a lot to choose from, but that makes it cheap to buy everything. You know, you can just, like, buy everything they've ever released, and you're like, wow, I'm only out, like, $4. So yeah, we're going to hear Farewell. It's the A-side from their Farewell/When You're Lonely 7-inch single. Then we're going to hear Longing, which they just released as a single itself. And both these songs are great. I think Farewell in particular is super strong. Big fan of these Soda Shop guys. I hope that they go on to do great things and have an album and all sorts of stuff because I really like what they're doing. So here we go. Without further ado, Farewell and Longing, both by Soda Shop, right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Baby, let's hide.
Okay, so right back there, we heard two songs by Blouse from Portland, Oregon. We heard the songs Eyesight and 1,000 Years, both from their newest, if not terribly new, album, Imperium, which is maybe, you know, not my favoritest Blouse album ever. Maybe that's why it took me a little while to get to it. Hard to say. Anyway, but it's pretty great nonetheless, because Blouse is so good. You know, it's like, how can they go wrong? They can't, really. So that's my personal determination about the matter. Yeah, so I really like Eyesight and 1,000 Years, and the record as a whole, certainly worth listening to. It's not like you're going to be like, this album sucks. It's not like that. It's just that it's not, you know, I think they've set a very high bar, and I'm not sure the album is totally up to snuff. Okay, up next, the Luxembourg Signal. They're from Los Angeles, California. And boy, howdy, am I excited about this band. This song is so great. They've only released this one EP, and it's only got two tracks. So I'm only going to play one of them, because it just seems like I'm playing everything this band's ever released. It just seems weird. I would, because both songs are great. But we're just going to hear the one song, Distant Drive. That's the title track from the EP. It is fantastic. I have very high hopes for everything from this band. It's very exciting. I love it when I find a band that's this great. I always get excited. So here we go. Luxembourg Signal with Distant Drive. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
This is a song from the 80s. the decade which it currently is. Generic 90s grunge song, everyone in Flanders. Generic 90s grunge song, something from Seattle.
You were so into house music.
Look, I asked her to turn it down, but apparently this volume was prescribed by Doctor Who to treat something called uptight dickhead disease. What do you think about Sarah Lynn?
Oh, I don't really think about her all that much. I mean, obviously, I'm a fan of her early work, which both satirized and celebrated youth culture's obsession with sex. But I do wonder, as a third-wave feminist, if it's even possible for women to reclaim their sexuality in this deeply entrenched patriarchal society. Or if claiming to do so is just a lie we tell ourselves so we can more comfortably cater to the male gaze.
What?
But, you know, on the other hand, I worry that conversations like this one often dismiss her as a mere puppet of the industry.
That's my same worry.
Incapable of engaging in these discussions herself.
Obviously.
And infantilization, which is itself a product of the deeply misogynistic society we live in. But like I said, I don't really think about her all that much. Doctor Who's drugs. They're from another dimension.
These are going to help me focus and get work done, right?
Oh, yes. These are what I give college students so when they come to, their term papers have written themselves.
Oh, it's Who, Doctor Who.
That's right. Doctor Who, Dr. Alan Who.
No, but I thought it was Who, like Doctor Who.
Yes, that's exactly what it's like.
No, not H-U, but Who, like... Hello? Who is it?
I don't know. Who is it? I'm sorry, is this a joke? Is he telling a joke? Because I just don't...
Hard to tell. Sometimes I just laugh after he talks, so he'll leave me alone.
Seriously? Am I the only one who knows the extremely popular BBC science fiction show about the time-traveling doctor who saves civilizations?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Doctor Who.
Yes?
No. Yes, thank you, Doctor Who.
Yes?
I saw the one where she goes to the Wild West. The Cheyenne called her Medicine Woman.
What? No, that's Dr. Quinn.
Who's Dr. Quinn?
I most certainly am not.
Who's not Dr. Quinn? Who's Doctor Who?
I don't know.
Third base.
Back in the 90s, I was in a very famous TV.
So, BoJack Horseman, that's what we heard right back there. But before that, we heard the Black Keys from Akron, Ohio. We heard the song Fever. It's from their new album, just came out recently, called Turn Blue. And I thought it was appropriate to play some new Black Keys. I'm not the huge, you know, Black Keys are great, they're fine. But they're also just kind of a little, something about it just seems a little too mainstream sounding to me. I don't know what that is. It's a very subjective kind of thing. Maybe everyone disagrees. I don't know. But something about Black Keys, to me, it always just kind of sounds like music I might hear on FM radio. Maybe it's the production. I don't know. But Fever, I thought that was a pretty good song off their newest album. And I wanted to put Black Keys on because I was definitely going to put on the two songs from BoJack Horseman, the opening credit sequence and the closing credit sequence from this new animated series with a bunch of good comedians and stuff. Anyway, I love those two songs. I plowed through the entire season of, you know, I did the binge watching kind of thing for BoJack Horseman, I think almost entirely just because I love those two songs so much. I mean, I also really liked the show. I thought it was really funny. But, man, I really love the music. Great stuff. So, to connect the thread here, Patrick Carney, who's the drummer from the Black Keys, he's the one who did all the music for BoJack Horseman. So, therefore, I felt like I had to go ahead and put on some Black Keys as well, especially since both the opening and closing credits for BoJack are only, like, a minute and 40 seconds or something. So, to justify having it on, I felt like I had to put a little more. So, there you go. Black Keys... and the Black Keys, Patrick Carney, doing the BoJack Horseman themes. Very good stuff. Speaking of the end credits and finishing things, how about the end of the show? That's right, we're going to hear one last song. We're going to hear Brother Tiger. That's how I'm going to say the name of the band. It's one word, Brother Tiger. I've put him on the show a long time ago. I should probably just go back and listen to what did I say last time and then just say that again and pretend like I know what I'm talking about. But I don't know. I'm going to go with Brother Tiger. They're from right here in Brooklyn, New York, and they got this new release. It's a single, and it's a cover of the Talking Heads' This Must Be the Place, a song which I love so much that even though this version is not as good as the original, I still like it because I love the song so much. and it's pretty good. I mean, it's not bad at all. And Brother Tiger, pretty great. They do very like kind of electric synthy music with a little bit more of a dance edge, I think, a lot of the time than I normally would play. But I actually really like Brother Tiger. And this song is really great, and it's pretty new. So you can get this off their Bandcamp. That's where I got it. I don't know, there's probably other places. I'll look for links. I'll put them on the website. Anyway, finishing up the show with Brother Tiger, and This Must Be the Place, a Talking Heads cover, right now. does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode were Buddy Holly, Beverly Hills, Island in the Sun, and My Name is Jonas, some of my favorite Weezer songs, as covered by the String Tribute Players. Not to be confused with the Vitamin String Quartet, String Tribute Players actually significantly better. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com and find links to everything I talk about, as well as where to follow me on social media at thesoundsinmyhead.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time, hopefully not a month from now, on a new episode of the show.